Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, if bad things happen to the trees, we've got one more hurricane to go, buddy.
Is that how it works?
I don't. I hope not. My goodness sake, seems like we just did this.
We've already used up our how to cross a stream when you're on a hike or a fishing trip. So
I can tell you right now, don't, because as of Thursday afternoon, all the trout streams were up 4 and 5 feet in the mountains. Now, I'm talking about streams that are usually a foot and a half deep.
Now, tell us how, because, you know, as a weekend goes or a few days go past, is there any guess or how do we check to see whether those streams are back down?
Well, thank goodness for the USGS, U.S. Geological Survey website, real-time water data. That's what you're looking for. It'll tell you what normal stream flows are and what the current conditions are, updated every 15 minutes. But I can tell you right now, don't even think about it till next Wednesday.
Ooh, so it's going to be up for a little bit.
Well, they were already up somewhat as a remainder from the last hurricane that we had and all those rains. They were still somewhat high. The water is saturated the ground, and let me tell you what, it's going to take a while for them to get back down right now. It's just going to be delay a game. It's going to be like watching a Super Bowl. It's going to be a long halftime.
Well, the good news is now that the storms have all passed, we do have beautiful and fall-like weather in store. So it is a great time to get outside, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today on the Carolina Outdoors, presided by Don Yeager over there. I'm Bill Barty, and that's what we do per week, is come in and report on the things going on. Now, we know about the rain, but now we're going to talk about the things to do after the rain.
Well, I think it's going to line up for a really good leaf peeping season this year with all this rain. There's certainly going to be plenty of water. The leaves are not going to dry out early and all that kind of stuff, so I think we're going to come into a superior leaf peeping season.
I hope you're right. Another thing it's superior for is heading to our North Carolina State Fair. We're going to talk a little bit about that on this edition of the Carolina Outdoors, heading to Raleigh. Of course, both state fairs are going on in the upcoming couple of weeks. And this week, we're going to look into the Raleigh State Fair. We're going to have Heather Overton come on and join us. They had to delay it, of course, because of the rain, the storm coming through, but they've got a couple of weeks of wonderful fair time going on, so we'll talk about that. Also, Don, I'd like to invite everybody, Jesse Brown's, where we hang our hat through the week, is going to be out at a Myers Park High School football tailgate. This is October 19th. It's a Friday night. We're going to be set up in the Selwyn Elementary parking lot, and this is a part of the Selwyn PTA party, but the Myers Park cheerleaders, the marching band, and then everybody can enjoy some good old soda, some water, and some snacks, as well as face painting and that sort of thing. So a Friday night of football. Just meet us over there at the Selwyn Elementary parking lot, right over there off of Colony in South Charlotte.
Are we going to have a guest appearance of our favorite football star of all times?
Maybe so.
Waterboy.
Could be. So anyway, that's going to be a big thing, and that is October 19th. Don, I wanted to ask you about this, and I invite people to head over to our Jesse Brown's Facebook page, where we have a bunch of Carolina Outdoor-type articles posted and fish pictures and that sort of thing, but one of which was an article in the state newspaper about stink bugs. Have you seen an inordinate amount of these so-called stink bugs?
No, but I've smelled them.
Well, that is something to pay attention to. These stink bugs, and if you don't know what they are, they're not cockroaches, they're not beetles, they are a little misshapen.
The size and shape of the pinky fingernail.
And kind of an armadillo-type shell or
yeah, they crunch when you step on them.
Well, that's what this article that's posted at Jesse Brown's Facebook page is all about. It's saying don't squish them. Don't just smash them because they stink. And what they're doing, they're not from the Carolinas. They are an Asian bug that has come in to North America. It started up in the northern part of North America, the Northeast and that sort of thing. But they have come down through the Mid-Atlantic and now are in South Carolina, Georgia, and Kentucky. And right now, in the month of October, they are looking for a place to hang out for the winter.
So how should you dispatch them if you don't squish them?
Oh, well, I'm glad that you asked that. Let me tell you where they're from before I do. Japan, Korea, and China is where they're from. The way to get it are these little insect traps of some degree. I guess it would be like a roach motel, that sort of thing. You can go to the Jesse Brown's Facebook page and scroll through to find it in the article. One of the opportunities that you can do instead of squishing them is sucking them into a vacuum cleaner or sweeping them into a dustpan for disposal. What is not recommended is a bug bomb. That's because the stink bugs...
They'll kill you.
Well, maybe so. Plus, the little stink bugs carcasses that the bug bomb kills, those carcasses create an attraction for other little infestators that you don't want to hang around.
Infestators. Man, that's the word of the week.
Hey, the best thing to do, and these things are around, well-sealed windows and doors can help keep those stink bugs out. And there is something to note. Nature's natural deterrent to these little stink bugs are not available in the United States. Those predators stayed over in Asia.
Oh, well, speaking of predators, I've been seeing some praying mantises lately.
Ah.
There's an interesting critter.
There you go. Well, don't squish
them
either.
Maybe he'll put a karate chop on him.
Maybe so.
No way. Those things smell bad.
Those little aphid-eating things. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to jump back in. We're going to go to the Earl Scruggs Center over in Shelby, North Carolina. Then later on, we're going to go to the North Carolina State Fair. And lastly, we're going to learn a little bit about a brewery that started up in Asheville, North Carolina, called Wicked Weed, and a party they're having down here in Charlotte. All of that on this edition of the Carolina Outdoors with Don Yeager and Bill Bartee, the Outdoor Guys.